specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Ships at Sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you
I'm
doing
wonderful.
Today?
Wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Did you get your little brakes done there?
I did. You're I got my brake pads done, yes.
You all set?
I'm all set.
Your squeaking has come to an end.
I didn't hear it squeaking. The light came, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My car, you know.
Danger.
Alerts me to all sorts of different things.
So you started flashing red lights.
Yeah, because I didn't hear any. Usually I do wait on the whistle.
The squeaking.
Or, you know. Or the grind.
No, the grinding is too late. That
I know,
means rotors have to be replaced.
No, I just need pads. I know that sound. Yeah,
yes. Then that takes the price from reasonable to way, way up.
Right.
If you get the rotors.
It does. But, it does.
You know, I was talking to Kwok during the break about Ben brought up the pylon issue. And Ben believes the pylon's in foul territory. And that, you know, it's the worst rule in football. Here's where I would... I think it's a really interesting conversation. I agree with Ben on the surface, but here's why the pylon has to stay. 100%, you cannot take the pylon away. First of all, it functions a little bit like a foul pole does in baseball. A ball that hits the foul pole, even the outside of the foul pole, is fair. But the reason you can't take it away, it's the greatest officiating crutch in the corner of the end zone in history. It's how everything is dictated over there. If you take the pylon away, you think we have officiating problems now, you take the pylon away and you will have nothing but endless debate. You're going to put this on the officials as to whether a ball is a touchdown over there. We're going to have people drawing lines to the top of the stadium. We're going to have people exploring every different angle to try and prove that it was or it wasn't. I think the pylon is like the most significant officiating crutch there is in the National Football League. And I think if you take it away from these guys, I think you're going to have a really difficult time officiating anything that happens in the corner. And the problem is it happens over and over again. So... I agree with Ben in principle, but in practicality, I think you have to keep that thing because I don't want to watch games. I mean, I can just imagine the arguments without the pylon. We shall see. We shall see. Tyson Wall, how about my Patriots? Yeah, how about that? How about that? That's from South Carolina Pats fan. He says, is May an MVP frontrunner? I don't know about that. We still have a significant amount of games to play. We shall see. Texter said, UConn is elite in men's basketball. Football team can play. UConn would bolster the ACC. Well, and they're the best team in women's basketball, too, by far. I mean, you know, obviously, national champion, crushed every team, beat South Carolina's brains in by 20 points or more twice. I think we were leading by 30 in the NCAA tournament game. And then this year is going to be more of the same. You know, they're clearly the best team in the country, and they'll win the national title again. Again, it'll be all by double digits. No one's going to be within double digits of them. It's going to take them a while because they have a lot of talent to play. I mean, they have one star player who hasn't even played yet. Actually, they have two. Well, Fisher played a little bit the other day, but I don't see anybody staying within 10 of them. So, yeah, the UConn football, it's funny because I gave them out as a money line play. I thought they were going to beat Duke flat out, and they did. Really awful weekend for the ACC. Awful. As bad as it gets. Unimaginably bad weekend in football for the ACC. You know, that little debate we're having about Louisville and Virginia, well, that's all over. They both suck. That debate ended with both of them losing. Louisville loses at home to Cal, and Virginia, minus Morris, loses. So, awful weekend for the ACC in that Duke, off of beating Clemson, loses to Connecticut. And I knew they were going to. I really felt they were going to. And that's why I gave it out on Twitter as a money line play. And then the Louisville and Virginia losses, just devastating from an ACC standpoint. I mean, the ACC is getting one team in and probably lucky to do that, quite honestly. The league has balance. You know, the league has competitive balance, but there's nothing approaching elite team. And no one can play defensively. There's no team defensively that scares you at all. That's a dilemma. I mean, you know, Georgia Tech's probably, you know, team one in the ACC right now. But, you know, I think there are five teams with one loss in league. So it's a mess, and it's a mess without any winners. Georgia Tech basically hasn't beaten anybody of consequence all year. There's nobody who looks legit. Like, I'm not even sure that winning the ACC championship game and getting to the playoff is going to be an advantageous thing, because the winner better find a favorable matchup, because I'm just not sure that the winner won't get smoked. I don't think there's anything approaching an elite team. I mean, Miami should be, but their problem is their quarterback, Carson Beck, who sucks, and you can't get past that. So that's the dilemma. They're the one team that could compete with anybody else, you know, and maybe if Jennings was completely healthy, maybe SMU to an extent, but it was not a good weekend for the ACC. It was a good weekend for Clemson, and we're going to talk about what happened. I've heard a couple of people, including my man Jason Columbia, who said, you know, he just never felt that Florida State was in the game. I would disagree with that completely. I think Florida State had chances to burn Clemson badly and be right back in the game, and they just missed them. And, you know, and that was something I mentioned even to Jason on Friday. You know, I couldn't pick Clemson again until I saw him win a game. Now, they've won a game, but what concerned me and what I said when Jason called on Friday, Jason said, you know, he just doesn't believe Clemson can win. He just doesn't believe they're going to win a game against any of these teams. And I said, well, the one thing to keep in mind, Jason, is Florida State's every bit as bad as Clemson. And I think that's the real truth of that game. I mean, Florida State has as many problems as Clemson does. And I think that was completely evident. It was one of the strangest games I've ever seen. On a weekend where we saw the best game of the college football season in Penn State and Indiana, that game was the Penn State-Indiana game was just unbelievable on so many levels. I'm going to get to that later. But in terms of the Clemson-Florida State game, I mean, that was one of the strangest football games I have ever seen. I mean, at one point, it's 18 to nothing, and you're thinking to yourself, how did it get to 18 to nothing? I mean, you know, and a lot of it was Florida State's incompetence. I mean, listen, Tom Allen comes in, he's showing some bear looks up front. He comes in with a plan to take away Florida State's run game. That's smart, okay? That's smart. That's the first key, all right? Because Florida State, yes, they average 500-something yards of offense a game, but it starts with that run game. It's been a powerful run game. Florida State's not smart, okay? They're just not smart. And what they did in this game was really, really dumb and played right into Tom Allen's hands for the most part. Tom Allen basically said, look, I'm not going to lose to Florida State's run game, all right? We are going to line up. We're going to flood that, and we are going to take away that run, and we are going to make Thomas Castellanos beat us because we don't know that he can. And Thomas Castellanos had plenty of chances to beat Clemson, and he missed them all, he or his receivers. You know, he's got a touchdown on another broken play, another complete coverage bust to the tight end who's running wide open down the sideline, and Castellanos puts that ball right on him. He just drops it. He drops what would have been a 70-yard touchdown pass to another tight end. And then later in the half, he has Squirrel White running right down the middle of the field. I think that was a post. White is 10 yards behind Clemson's secondary. All Castellanos has to do is lay it up there. He doesn't. He overthrows him, and he misses another easy score. Again, plays that better quarterbacks. Look, Mensa wouldn't miss those throws, okay? Jennings wouldn't miss those throws. But those throws are touchdowns with a better quarterback. But Tom Allen, this defense right now, they're at the point where you have to choose your poison. And I think Tom Allen said, look, we're not going to let you run it. So I think the focus was that. Now, Florida State did Clemson a big favor by just caving to that. Just saying, okay, you know, well, if they're going to play us that way, we're just going to try and beat them through the air. And that was a bad plan from their standpoint. Bad plan. Thomas Castellanos threw it 43 times. He threw it 43 and he ran 11. So Thomas Castellanos was the playmaker of decision in 54 Florida State plays. Florida State's stable of elite running backs, they have four of them. They're all pretty good. Among the four of them, they carried it 12 times. Those four backs carried it 12 times. Clemson gave the ball to their top two backs 25 times. Now, it wasn't usually productive, but it created balance, and it helped Cade Klubnik, and that's how Clemson won. Look, for a period of like a million years in the history of the NFL, right up to the recent future, I haven't seen any real recent numbers on it, but the teams that won in the National Football League were the teams that had the most rushing attempts, not the most rushing yards, the most rushing attempts. Because that dictates control of the game. Well, Clemson had more rushing attempts. And so Clemson wins the game. And Castellanos is involved in virtually every play. He throws it 43 times. That's way too many times for Thomas Castellanos to be throwing the ball. Like, way too many times. And their running backs, I mean, this is dumb. You know, I heard my man Jeff Cameron. I saw it on Twitter. And I didn't respond to it, but you know, Jeff wrote something to the effect of it's a terrible loss for Florida State because they lost to a team who hates their coach. I don't think Clemson hates their coach. Okay, so I don't think that's true. I would disagree with that assessment. I think Jeff was just feeling a little raw, but maybe Florida State should hate their coach because that little game plan that Florida State employed, and I don't know, maybe it came off the big game last week with Castellanos hitting Robinson. And Robinson, again, had 120-something yards, and I understand throwing the ball and targeting him a lot. But what I don't understand is I don't understand how you can have the collection of running backs that Florida State has, and the most carries any running back had was Singleton with 5. That's hard to understand when Castellanos is chucking it 43 times. It just doesn't make much sense. But again, I think Tom Allen basically scared Florida State out of running the ball. He comes out, he shows bear looks, he's letting Florida State know, man, we're not going to let you run. And Florida State said, okay, well, then we'll throw. Yeah, the problem is you can't throw it and you can't catch it. That's the problem. There's a little problem with the throwing it part when you can't throw it and you can't catch it. And they didn't either. You know, they, again, they missed wide open opportunities. There were Clemson busts in the first half. They fumbled at the 10-yard line. They threw an interception, and Castellanos tried to throw another interception of Barnes. That play with Barnes that was correctly ruled out, that play with Barnes, I mean, that's a first down play. What is Castellanos doing throwing that ball? There was nowhere to throw that ball. What is he doing? I don't have any idea. I really just don't. I have no idea. But I thought that the game was won and lost in Allen's decisions about how to play Florida State and Florida State just cowering to the decision. That's what happened. Tom Allen made a decision that we're going to take away your run. And Florida State said, yeah, okay, we don't like that look, and we're not going to run into that look. So, yeah, you are going to take our run. You are going to take away our run. We'll just throw it. We've seen you bust a lot. Well, and again, there were busts. You know, there were times, again, that Clemson just let dudes loose in the first half, once again. And any decent quarterback and decent receivers, those are touchdowns and big plays. But they were missed. And that's exactly how I would have played it against Florida State. Because I would not have let them dictate terms by running the ball and, you know, and doing the things that they've done for much of the year when they've had success. And Tom Allen showed them looks that they didn't want to run into. And they, instead of actually trying to run, they basically just quit. They basically said, okay, you know, well, if you're going to give us that front, then we're not going to run. And that was a really bad idea. A really bad idea that resulted in them losing the game. And, you know, and now I will say one thing I find odd. I just do. You know, Tom Allen is, again, this conversation comes up about Tom Allen being down on the field. And they're talking to, they talk to Tom Allen about all the reasons he's down on the field now and how it's beneficial and, you know, and basically the stuff he can get in players' faces, you know, and it's just odd. It's odd that, you know, we're hearing that now when so many of us were saying this all along, and yet it was, no, we can't do that because he's more comfortable upstairs. Now it's like, man, it was their idea all along. Like we did. I'm sorry. Like many, many people were telling you all along, Tom Allen needs to be on the field. And for whatever reason, you chose not to do it until late. And quite honestly, there's been improvement since then because guess what? He should have been on the friggin' field all along. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Get ready to rock. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered. With clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Remember when they used to ask, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Yeah, Jason, I can't read that, but I saw that too from my buddy Jeff Cameron. Again, I think he was feeling a little raw about the whole thing and maybe took it out on the wrong people. Probably should have taken that out on his own staff and their decisions. You know, he did not like the two-point conversion play to Clay Sweeney. He thought that that Clay came up short and thought it was obvious. Again, I saw a Florida State guy. Here's my problem with social media, okay? I saw a Florida State guy, doctor something or whatever, and he has this frozen photo of the Clay Sweeney play and saying this, basically proves that Florida State got screwed. And I said, it doesn't prove anything. I said, first of all, I said, it's not a down-the-line shot. So it doesn't prove anything. It proves you found a distorted angle to make your case. I said, secondly, I said, the other part of it is you're giving me a still photo. I said, a still photo doesn't show the progression of the reach of the ball. So I don't know if this still photo, I don't know if that's the last point the ball moved forward or the most convenient point for you to make your argument. And then finally I said, beside that, I said, you've all missed it. I said, you shouldn't be debating whether that ball reached the front of the goal line or not, because quite honestly, I can't really tell. If I had to bet my life on it, I'd say it was probably short. But I don't really care, okay? Because you're arguing the wrong things. You can't determine it. That's the reality. You can't determine it. Every time you twist the angle a little bit to promote your agenda, that's all you're doing. That's all we do as fans on social media today. The real argument to be made against that was that Capehart pulled him forward. That's the argument to be made against it. That's illegal. You can push, you can't pull. This isn't that pull me, push me thing. No. You can push, you can't pull. Capehart pulled him forward, which is illegal. Okay? That, if you wanted to argue against that too, that should have been your argument. Regardless, I was happy for Clay. Good kid, and I'm glad he got that two-point conversion. But I just thought it was such a strange game because, again, there were the busts. There were the opportunities for Florida State. Florida State didn't do any of the things that they need to do to win. They basically looked at Clemson's offensive front and said, yeah, we're not going to run into that. We'll just throw it on you because we've seen your busts, and we've got a 6'6 wide receiver, and we've got an athletic tight end. We'll just throw it on you. That's what Florida State apparently made the decision to do. The problem is they don't have the quarterback to do it. That's the problem. And so it all blew up in their faces, and it was just such a strange game. And, you know, when they scored before the half, I was a little worried because there were just things that in the first half still concern me because, again, you know, Florida State certainly had chances that they did not take advantage of. But in terms of your playmaker of decision and the balance in your offense and whatever that game plan was for Florida State, it was not good. And Tom Allen basically beat them in a game of chicken. We'll never know whether Florida State could have run the football because they didn't try, which is, you know, really puzzling when you consider that's actually what they do. So, you know, it was just a very strange circumstance. And I don't, honestly, when I watch them, you know, look, we've had questions about Clemson's use of players this year and that type of stuff. When I watch Florida State, I have a bunch of that. I mean, here's one thing I don't understand at all. Tallahassee Todd, I'm coming to you in a second. Here's one thing I don't understand at all from their standpoint. I think the Cromaw kid is the most talented freshman back in America, and I don't really think it's close. I mean, there's a little bit of Marcus Dupree in him. Why won't Florida State give him the ball? You know, I think he carried it three times against Clemson, averaged 8 yards a carry. Why are they playing keep away from who's clearly the most talented back on the team, a guy who everybody wanted the recruiting process, and in every time you give him the ball, he runs for 8 yards. Why would you keep the ball from him? It's just puzzling to me. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, here we sort of asked, where's Gideon Davidson all year? And finally you're seeing him. And there are just some strange things. Like, again, going back from a Clemson standpoint to the Tom Allen thing. I mean, so many of us were saying, look, Tom Allen needs to be on the field. And all we heard is, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. And then it turns out you can do that. And now you're celebrating the fact that you did it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's okay to listen sometimes. You know, other people's ideas could be right. You know, I mean, I think a lot of us felt Tom Allen needed to be on the field. I think Clemson's clearly been better since Tom Allen has been on the field. I think that's obvious. And I think those of us who thought that he should have been on the field, I think have been proven right. And I think it should have happened earlier than it did. In fact, it should have happened right from the beginning. I don't care what he did at Penn State. So no consequence. I don't know what that has to do with here. I don't know. So that's something I don't know from Clemson's standpoint, and I'm glad Clemson's utilizing Gideon Davidson. But from a Florida State standpoint, in my mind, I think Chroma is the most talented freshman back in America, and I'm not sure it's all that close. And for whatever reason, you know, they like view him as RB3 or something. And every time they give it to him, he gains 8 yards. But they just, I mean, he weighs like 220 pounds. So I don't know what you're protecting him from. It's a mystery to me. But basically this game, Todd, I'm coming to you. Basically this game came down to a game of chicken where Tom Allen lined up, showed some bare looks defensively, and said, look, man, we're not going to let you run. And Florida State said, oh, okay, well, we see what you're doing there, so we won't even try and run. And that put the game on Castellanos and those receivers. And other than Robinson, they failed. They failed. And that was the end result. Tallahassee Todd. Todd, how are you, Todd?
Man, what's going on, Walt?
How you doing? How you doing there, Todd?
Okay. Oh man, what can I put this there? I haven't got my wings and my alcohol yet. Okay. So now I'm a vent. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna celebrate North Carolina beating Kansas.
Yeah.
That made my day in Chapel Hill. We finally got them from the Nelson Championship game. Yeah. On the Clemson and on the Dallas. Two things. Can't take them away from Clemson, they won the game. Tommy cost us cussing all of the game or whatever. You choose to call him, I can't say the word on the radio. But you're not Charlie Ward, you're not Jameis Winston, you're not JT, our last quarterback. Why in the Sam's hell, if you can't throw the ball, you threw almost two picks. Well, he went up my blood pressure. I don't know what you did in Boston College. You're not doing it in Tallahassee. Mike Norvell, please quit getting the transfer portal people. You're killing us. You was an MSU on a wake up on Memphis State. This is Florida State. We're known for winning. We're known for giving the L's. We're known for giving the L's and not taking them. You're costing us a tradition. You can't coach. You're getting paid over, 59 million or 60 million? Your job is to coach. You're killing us. The Cormac kid need to be on the freaking field.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, you handed it to him three times. He averaged 8 yards a carry, and you gave it to him three friggin' times. I mean, look, I've watched all your games, okay? And I think the Sawchuk kid, the transfer, I think he's been good. I think the Singleton kid who showed up basically last week, I think he's been good. I think he runs hard. Lucas isn't bad. But the most talented guy in that bunch by light years is Chroma. It's not even remotely close. I mean, the dude is a friggin' beast, and you refuse to give him the ball. It would have been like Georgia back in the day saying, oh, you know what, yeah, we have Hurstle, but we're not going to use him.
I mean, you cannot sit there and throw the ball and receivers drop the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, your receivers suck. Castellanos suck. I mean, you know, look, your tight end, Pittman, it's another coverage bust. He's wide open down the right sideline. He's going to walk 60 yards to the end zone, and he drops that ball. Then Castellanos has Squirrel White 10 yards behind the entire secondary. All he's got to do is put some air under it, and he overthrows him. He's going to walk into the end zone. He had a bunch of drops other than that. I mean, Chroma dropped one too, but you had a bunch of drops. I don't know how many drops. So your quarterback wasn't good. Your receivers weren't good, and for whatever reason, just because Clemson played a game of chicken with you, you just decided not to even try and run it. I mean, it's just, listen, your quarterback who's not great, all right, he threw it 43 times, and he ran it 11. So 54 times he was your playmaker of decision, and your stable of elite running backs carried it a total of 12 times.
I think at the end of the year, what I'm hearing, I don't know if it's true or not. I know people are salty about the game. I'm not salty, but they should have played better, Walt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that I think that Tom Allen basically outsmarted your offense. I think that's what happened.
I will say this right here. If we lose out to Florida, Virginia Tech, I don't see no real coming back. I hope Tommy goes somewhere else and don't get a 6-year. We don't need him. Give me the Kerry kid. I'm hearing quit using the portal. Gus Malzahn, the play calling sucks. Quit getting these washed-up people, put them on the team. Plus, they have too much talent to be taking the L's. Well, way too much talent. I don't fault Clemson. I fault Florida State. I don't think it's Dabo or Clemson. Florida State flat out got talent and don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know, look, here's the thing. The transfer portal, I think, can really help teams, but it also can't be the only thing you do. And you're just way too portal heavy. I mean, you have, what do you have? What is it? 10 of your 11 starters on offense are transfer players? I think that's right.
We got, I think it's 24 in all.
Yeah.
24. Because I was in the.
But I think you have 10. I think 10 of your 11 on offense of your starters are transfer portal players, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, they can't point fingers at Clemson. You can't say Clemson, no, we won, Rob. We was out-coached, out-played, and they didn't come to show. But on a positive note, Walt, I'm glad North Carolina won. I'm taking this off the air.
Yeah.
Give me, if he do go to the portal, give me the kid from South Carolina. Give me the coach from Penn State. Give me the dude from TCU. Give me a new staff from Florida State wins the title next year, Walt. And I take it off the air.
Thank you, Todd. Well, I don't know, man. It's a big jump to go from second to winning the title next year. I'm just not sure. I don't know about that. You know, it seems like Florida State does not have the money to fire Norvell. That's what it seems like. And I'm not sure that, you know, passing the plate around is going to generate enough money by the end of the year. I'm really not sure. It seems like Florida State is sort of locked into keeping Norvell. And here's the other thing. Not only that, you're locked into hitting the transfer portal again. Because you're not going to fix it with your recruiting now. I mean, that ship has sailed. You're going to have to go back to the portal again. You're going to have to find listen. They have found some big-time players, okay? There are more big-time players on this year's team than there were last year. I mean, Deuce Robinson is a player that every team in the country would love to have. You know, he's been good. I think Pettibone has helped the offensive line. I did not think the offensive line played well at Clemson, but again, it's hard to know since they never really even tried to run it. They got scared. They got scared, Ramona. Tom Allen scared them. Look, I'm telling you, that's what the whole game came down to. That's what I was writing on Twitter. I was writing on Twitter that, man, Tom Allen basically scared Florida State out of their running game, and he put the whole game on Castellanos. He got enough pressure on him to make life difficult, and then the rest of it was he and his receivers choked. They had opportunities. They just missed them. You know, they missed some wide-open chances. And then, you know, he fumbled once at the 10-yard line. He threw a pick. He tried to throw another on a first down play to Barnes. I believe that was a first down play, which is a really amazing part of that whole deal. Why a veteran quarterback would ever put that ball up for grabs in that situation. It's not a third or a fourth down play. It's just really hard to understand. So I thought the story of this game was really Tom Allen. I thought he was the story of the game. I thought he had a good plan. Again, it's not flawless because you still have the bus, and a better quarterback would have taken advantage of that. But I think it was the right way to play Florida State. It was to say, look, we know these dudes can run the ball. We want to take that away. So we're going to jump into some looks to try and take that run game away. And Florida State said, okay, well, all right, Mr. Allen, we're afraid. We're very, very afraid. So we won't even try and run. And that's basically what happened. So they put the whole game on Castellanos. That's a bad plan. Bad plan. Again, 43 throws, 11 runs, 54 carries. Chroma had 3 carries. He averaged 8 yards a carry. Chroma had 3 carries, and Thomas Castellanos touched it 54 times. Well, he touched it every play, but he was the playmaker of the decision on 54 plays. Chroma carried it 3 times. It just seems odd. And you have to credit Tom Allen with that. Like I said, he scared him. He scared Florida State out of their normal game plan. And they said, okay, yeah, we're not going to be able to do that with you showing those looks. Quick break.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day. The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with a dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I said or maybe things that I felt about you. Sitting in a corner of a crowded bar room. People all around.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Ramon, I have a newfound respect for Rick Pitina. Which I've,
oh, yeah? Why?
I've never really had much respect for Rick Pitina. Other than as a basketball coach.
Right.
But after St. John's, who's supposed to be very good this year, lost 103-96 to Alabama at Madison Square Garden the other day.
Yeah.
Rick Pitino said, he said, that was the worst blanking defensive performance I've ever witnessed in New York City, and we just let a communist take over City Hall earlier this week.
Oh, no, he did not say that.
Yes, he did.
I didn't expect you to say that. I can't believe that.
That may be the funniest thing I've ever heard. I mean, I was like in agony. Yeah, how about that?
That's funny.
Maybe the worst effing defensive performance I've ever witnessed in New York City, and we just let a communist take over City Hall earlier this week.
That's bad. That is bad.
Is that Seminole Ted there?
That's worse than those sugary drinks.
Yeah, that's right. It is. You know, I think from a Clemson standpoint, I think Cade played reasonably well. He's playing injured. You give him credit for that. I think that Clemson's commitment to run the ball, even when it didn't necessarily work all the time, I think served Cade well, helped protect him, and allowed you to win the game. You know, these are the hidden yards that we talked about back in the LSU game where Clemson handed it to a running back once in the entire second half. Instead of being in 2nd and 10 or 2nd and 7 or 2nd and 6, you played the whole half in 2nd and 10, et cetera, and you didn't help your quarterback, and that's just not a way to win football games. I think Clemson committed to running the football. And look, that's what it takes. Was it all pretty? No. But it balanced your offense, and it helped keep Cade upright, and it's one of the reasons you won the game. And so I think sometimes football is just that simple. And so I think you give – I think the plan was good, and whether that's Garrett's plan or Dabo's plan, I mean, I think I think that plan was a good plan for playing Florida State. And, you know, if you ever told me going into the game that Florida State would be more committed to running the ball – or that Clemson would be more committed to running the ball than Florida State was, I would probably say you're crazy. But that's what happened. That's what happened. Now, again, part of that is Tom Allen, who scared him. That's what he did. They were a scary guy. Yeah, they were scared, Ramona.
They were afraid.
Florida State was a scared.
They were afraid.
Yeah, they were scared.
They were afeared.
Yeah, they were afeared right from the beginning. Yeah, they were all those things right from the very beginning, where again Allen is showing some bare front looks, and Florida State with all these running backs, this whole stable of running backs they have, and a running quarterback said, "Okay, now if you're going to do that to us, we're not going to run anymore. We won't even try." it's mystifying, but that's
him being now on the field affect the other team.
Well, I don't know about that part. Yeah, I don't know about that part, but yeah, he scared his own players, and he scared them.
He scared them,
yeah,
too.
He scared them. So it's certainly been a positive having Tom Allen on the football field, however we got there, despite the protestations early on. Now it's like, again, it sounds a lot like the playoff thing.
I thought of that when you
right.
said that.
We can't have a playoff. And then as soon as they had the 14 playoff, they were celebrating it like it was their idea all along. You know, Tom Allen can't be on the field. He can't be on the field. And then all of a sudden he can't be on the field. And it's like, I'm glad we thought of this.
Yeah, when you said that, that's the very thing that popped into my head.
Right. Seminole Ted, how are you, Ted? Good to have you.
I'm good, man. Before I bring the receipts about the game,
yeah.
Man, that catch that Cooper made in the end zone.
It's the greatest catch
Indiana.
Of my lifetime. It's the greatest catch of my lifetime.
First thing I tweeted, I said that was the best catch I've seen ever in any level.
Yeah.
I mean, the wherewithal to get the toe down.
Right.
The toe only.
Right.
And it just... amazing. And I mean, that was do or die for them.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to give props on that, man. That
it felt like Penn State. It felt like Penn State was about to win the game, and they were the better team for the second half. I mean, they controlled it. They played up to the level that they were supposed to play all along. I'm going to get to this later, but just on the catch. Look, we live in a world that is full of hyperbole. Every 2 days, we have a new greatest dunk of all time, which is never, not only is it never the greatest dunk of all time, it's never even like the greatest night of that individual night, the greatest dunk of that individual night. But on social media, that's what we do. We live in a hyperbolic world, and so every single thing that ever happens is the greatest of all time. Every player is the greatest of all time, despite the fact that a lot of these guys just get bullied and pushed around. Every player is the greatest of all time. It just doesn't matter. But in this particular case, Ted, given the situation, given the nature of initially the catch, which was just impossible, but screw the catch. If you look where his body was when he caught that ball, it is physically frigging impossible to sort of redirect his body in the other direction to get his feet in, and that's somehow what he did. I mean, it is the most perfect ending to a play in history, given the catch, given the feet down. It wasn't even 1 foot. He actually somehow got both feet down. It would have been good in the NFL. And then the official, the referee, is standing right over it, looking down at the ground. He has the whole thing. He has the best view in the whole house. It was an utter play of perfection all the way around.
Couldn't agree more. On to Clemson and Florida State. You know, I don't know what that game plan was. I didn't like it. I mean, I understand trying to stretch the field, and maybe they thought the secondary was weak. But when you're bringing, when you're crashing 6 and 7 on the line, you know, you got to do something to mix it up. And I don't feel like they did mix it up. I feel like going for it deep in your own territory was not a good move.
I actually forgot about that. Yeah, that wasn't a good move either. That gave Clemson the second touchdown.
It gave him a second touchdown. You know, we got the horrible punt that you guys gave us, and then we turn around and turn it over.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's like two steps forward or one step forward, two steps back.
Let me ask you a question, okay? What are people saying in Florida State circles about the lack of usage of Chroma? I mean, I just, for the life of me, I just don't get it. Or do they not recognize the talent he is? No,
they recognize it. Everybody's wanting more Chroma on the field. And he's only going to get better. My fear is that we won't
be able to be there next year. Yeah, he's going to get better, but he's not going to stay at Florida State to carry it three times a game.
No. And there's some games he has it more. But, I'd have put him on the field because he's the biggest back to have. He is pure muscle. He is a man. He is a man at what, 19? It's huge. So I don't know. I would love to see him get the ball 20 times a game. And he can also catch, too. He's got good hands. So, and he's good at pass blocking, too. I've seen him do everything. So I don't know why he's not in there more. I think it's just more of what's not right at Florida State. You know, and then we get through the whole first half with zero penalties, Walt. Zero.
Mark my words, Ted. If nothing changes with this kid, he'll be at Georgia next year or someplace like that.
Yeah, probably so. But then, you know, second half, when we needed to stop or we needed an extra yard, we had a stupid penalty.
Yeah.
You know, so it just, when you play like that, when you give the ball, when Tommy Turnover shows up and you give the ball away, and you turn it over in your own end of the field on downs, you're not going to beat a quality team like that. And I'll give Cade Klubnik credit, man. They came at him several times, and they got to him a lot. But they took everything that we had to bring them at defense and kept on coming. So, I mean, hats off to Clemson Nation. Y'all got a well-deserved win. It wasn't even close, to be honest with you. I was ready to turn it off in the fourth quarter. I watched the entire game, but I was ready to turn it off. But one other thing,
listen, when you get wide open opportunities, you just can't miss them. You can't drop them, and you can't miss them. And
Pittman
especially
took his eyes off the ball, dropped a touchdown.
Right. Well, especially if you play the way that, if your game plan in response is to play the way Florida State played. Well, you can't miss those freebies, and they missed the freebies. I mean, you know,
100%.
You know, again, Squirrel White was 10 yards behind. Squirrel White was 10 yards behind the whole secondary, and Castellanos has an easy 70-yard touchdown pass, and he overthrows him.
What happened yesterday with Josh Allen and the Dolphins and the Bills? And I'll take it off the air.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Well, I think a lot of things happened. I think, A, it was Buffalo playing off of the big emotional win over Kansas City, which they finally got. And I think that probably had more to do with it than anything else. And then I just don't think Buffalo's great. They have major issues defensively, as I've pointed out over and over. And they just asked Josh Allen to do way too much. And quite honestly, you know, you're missing a receiver, which is a big deal. You're missing your favorite go-to at tight end. The receiving core on that team is not good enough. The weapons around Josh Allen are not good enough. None of them are. And you expect him to cover up for all of it. And I just think it's asking a lot. I mean, now, I think you could rightfully ask at this point, who in college football or who in the NFL is any good? And I don't think very many teams are any good right now. I think that when I look around the world of the National Football League, I still think the Detroit Lions are the most talented team. And I think when all is said and done, the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl, barring major injuries. But, you know, there's a long way to go between now and then. But I just see a lot of mediocrity around the National Football League. That's what they wanted. That's what they have. It's not a very good league right now, and there's certainly no elite team. I think that's absolutely clear. So what we think is true today might not be true tomorrow. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs can't decide what they are from week to week. It's just such a strange NFL world right now where nobody looks good. And, you know, and I'll tell you, there are some things. We'll get to these a little bit later. What's going to happen with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Are they firing Tomlin at the end of the year? You know, a couple weeks ago was, we want Aaron Rodgers for another year. You still on that little plan? I don't think so. I think the Steelers have so screwed up the whole quarterback situation over time, and they're just completely screwed. That franchise is basically dead right now, and I don't see a way out of it. I think that the Rodgers thing was a fiasco. Joey, I'm coming right to you in a minute. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace Tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Experience the Davis Services difference, where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and Western North Carolina.